This is North Shore Sports Night. I'm Rick Moore, along with Tim Kearns, our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky. It's a Monday as we cruise along in January, and we're back after another week off. Did you have a good week off? Last week? What was that, the long weekend? Martin Luther King weekend?
Yeah, it was very nice. Yeah.
Okay. Quiz. First of all, before we get started and I announce all of our guests tonight, we should have a really big shoe. Do you have any alternate facts that you'd like to present? No. Okay. Well, here's the reason I ask. we all had to read George Orwell's 1984. Remember that? So I'm looking at Orwell, Unspeak, Newspeak, Unperson, all this other stuff.
Yep.
Well, I'm thinking, okay, he wrote it in, what, 47 or 48, somewhere around there? So he was about 33 years too early for the Soviet Union, because he predicted 1984, and the Soviet Union was there in 51.
One. Oh, yeah.
And now, he also was about 34 years predicting it too early for us, because now we're there. So we are now using that kind of language here that the Soviet Union was using back in the 50s, where if you say something doesn't exist, then it doesn't exist. Am I right?
Yeah.
Alternate facts, Tim. Have you ever heard of anything like that before? Alternate facts. And it's our duty to present alternate facts. One more, and we don't agree with the facts. I'm done. I'm going to do sports. but isn't that what Orwell wrote about?
Unfortunately, Rick, way too many Americans never read Orwell or simply have never truly listened to anything in their lives. Okay. I'm going to go off, and I don't want to go off because, you know, it's the responsibility of every American to listen wisely to what this man...
I think that's the First Amendment.
...says. Okay. When you have a candidate who was shown to have, and I'm going to say it, lied, because the newspapers, the news writers, the journalists will only say that he offered falsehoods or misrepresentations. No, the man knowingly lied over and over again, knowing a repeated lie will become fact if enough people simply absorb it. And there are just too many people out there that had one specific gripe, and he addressed their gripe. And they said, oh, I like him. But what about this? Oh, I don't care what else he says. He said something that I support. And so this became a one-issue candidate. And people voted on that, not looking at the totality of what he said. And even what he said about what they believed in was so far out of the realm of reality, was so distorted, was just... so absurd, but they were so obsessed with that one aspect, whether it was jobs or immigrants or healthcare, you name it, or jobs. You know, let him be the first one to bring back the suits and ties from China, and then talk about threatening other companies with 35% tariffs as they make their goods and come and bring them back into this country to sell. You know. So I mean, they just people, and people said American. The American electorate is stupid because they simply don't listen.
All right, well.
And H.L. Mencken said in 1920.
I saw that, yep.
Okay, because I sent that to a lot of people. You know, as someday the American electorate will get what they want.
Well,
A complete fool and moron in the White House, and that's what we have. We have a complete fool and moron who has won the ultimate reality show.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I had to get the Orwell reference out. I just I'm blown away. But now we have a good sports show. Okay. Let's change the topic here. We're back in the saddle with the sports. We got a broadcast coming up Wednesday night. We've got hockey coming from the Bork Arena, as it will be Danvers and Winthrop, and that'll be a doozy of a game. And believe it or not, they're chasing Swampscott, although Winthrop is 9-1. Swampscott, I think Swampscott's 9-1 or 10-1 or something like that. Tremendous season for the Big Blue. And we've been trying but failing to get a hold of Gino Fea. He's not available tonight, but we will get a hold of Coach Fea. He's been talking with us, and we will get some features up there with Swampscott. So we will have Danvers and Winthrop on Wednesday, and I believe Swampscott is playing Lynn on Wednesday night as well. And both those schools just playing great hockey. However, our guest tonight will include, good Lord willing, the crick don't rise, and the guy with the orange hair doesn't put his finger on the magic button. Kevin Bradley will be our first coach. Now, Kevin is the Whittier Tech athletic director up in Haverhill. And I know Kevin from teaching through the Northeast Consortium for Staff Development. Coach Bradley took a bunch of courses one summer and then took a bunch of courses the next summer, and I met Coach Bradley. And his team is coming down here to the North Shore on Wednesday to play Linfield. So we're going to talk to the Whittier girls coach and athletic director, Kevin Bradley, as Whittier Tech now is at 9-1. We'll also talk with another coach whose team is 9-1, Dale Dunbar, the Winthrop boys hockey coach. Getting Coach Dunbar on. As I said, they'll be playing Danvers on Wednesday. Let me talk.
They just played this past weekend.
Who?
Danvers and Jim and, I'm sorry, Jim and Swanson.
Well, don't mess me up, man.
I'm sorry. You're talking about the Big Blue.
And yeah, and Swampscott won that game.
Yeah, 3-2.
Yeah. And Swampscott beat Saugus earlier, so just playing tremendous hockey. And we'll also talk with the other Winthrop hockey coach. That's the girls' coach, Anthony Martucci. Don't call him Butch. Anthony Martucci will be our guest later on. And also, Bill Newell talked with Paris Wilkie and Tom Sawyer. Paris is a star student athlete from Lynn Classical High School, and her coach, Tom Sawyer, of course, for Lynn Classical basketball. And we probably will be talking with Scott Cooper later on to catch up on all things Swampscott and Marblehead down in that area. So pretty busy. And before we take our first break and go to Kevin Bradley, Are the nitwits on Nitwit Radio finally silenced about the Patriots haven't played a quality opponent?
I was listening to one on the on the way in, and I just had to shake my head. He was all over Chris Hogan. He didn't have a great day
because he dropped a pass.
He dropped a couple of passes.
Oh, God.
But the fact that Pittsburgh defense played so badly that he was allowed to get open to catch those balls. How about somebody knowing the route, recognizing, executing the play, and getting to where Brady could simply throw the ball to him in an unmolested
fashion?
Did
you see the play? Because my wife said, what does that mean? When Brady, first half, he goes, alert, alert. And I said, it means he's changing the play at the line of scrimmage. Watch this. Bang. And I think it was Hogan for like 30 yards.
Yeah.
Remember, he was under center, and then he went back into the shotgun. The nitwits, they don't pick up on that. Okay, that's called coaching. It's called recognition. It's called understanding how to play football.
Yeah.
You know, they gave it to him.
You know, the Patriots took what the Steelers gave them. They gave them a soft zone. And there's several quarterbacks in this league you just don't give soft zones.
And they blitzed.
You don't give it to Matt Ryan this year. You don't give it to Tom Brady. You don't give it to Aaron Rodgers. I mean, even Ben Roethlisberger. These guys will simply pick you apart in a soft zone. The pass just did a much better job of completing the drives than Pittsburgh did. I wasn't worried about Pittsburgh. They kicked 6 field goals last week in winning. You know, it was, if Kansas City had been able to do anything against the Pittsburgh defense, which the Pats did, they would have been here playing the pitch, but they didn't.
But the difference is, I don't want to say worry. I'm always nervous about every game because every player in that league is on scholarship one way or the other.
Oh, you know, I'm the same way.
And so,
you know,
way they've won is tremendous.
I say the Patriots are going to win. I don't fear playing any team because I've got the best coach and the best quarterback leading my team. And they play as a team.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody contributes.
They drink the Kool-Aid.
You know, you haven't had Gronkowski, your absolute best receiver, for more than half the season. And they've just rolled along.
Yep.
You know, and yet there's always in the back of your mind that they could lose. But you just hope that they play their game, you know. People were worried about, after they played Houston, the way they played Houston, Pittsburgh's going to run over them. Well, they didn't run over them. The guy tapped out and never went back in. You know, whether he was truly hurt and he couldn't go, but he could play to go to the Super Bowl.
How about Bennett?
If you're going to tweak, wrap me up.
Bennett playing with broken bones. How about the kid for Green Bay playing with broken ribs?
Oh, Jordy Nelson.
Are you kidding me? What a game.
Yeah.
He's crazy.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
they said he broke the two lower ribs, and if you're going to have any ribs broken, those are the ones that break.
Because it only hurts when you breathe.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, hopefully we'll have some time to discuss this later on. But right now we're going to take our first break of the evening and come back with Whittier Tech athletic director and girls basketball coach Kevin Bradley.
Score early and often this fall with a low-rate residential loan from the Institution for Savings. The Institution for Savings has fantastic rates, low or no fees, great service, and prompt turnaround. Plus, we service our mortgages in-house, so help is always a local phone call away. For more information or to apply online 24/7, visit institutionforsavingsloans.com or call us at 978-462-2344. Institution for Savings, member FDIC and DIF, equal housing lender. Score early and often this fall with a low-rate residential loan from the Institution for Savings. The Institution for Savings has fantastic rates, low or no fees, great service, and prompt turnaround. Plus, we service our mortgages in-house, so help is always a local phone call away. For more information or to apply online 24/7, visit institutionforsavingsloans.com or call us at 978-462-2344. Institution for Savings, member FDIC and DIF, equal housing lender.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. If you're thinking of replacing the windows in your home, you should look at the Anderson Woodwright double-hung insert window, which comes with rich wood interiors in oak, pine, or maple. Quite simply, Anderson is the most trusted window in America. That's why we've been selling them for 57 years. Please see the Anderson Woodwright windows on display at any of our three locations in North Reading, Beverly, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for a reliable place to produce your team's uniforms or your business's corporate apparel? Then Sauk Asian Sportswear is the place for you. Conveniently located on Route 1 South in Peabody, Mass., Sauk Asian Sportswear handles all aspects of your needs, from price quoting to providing visual proofs to production completion. Visit our website, SaukAsianSports.com, to view our monthly specials, vendor catalogs, and to request a quote. Remember, Sauk Asian Sportswear is the place to go.
All right, we're back with a friend of mine, Kevin Bradley, who is the athletic director and girls basketball coach up at Whittier Tech. Coach, how are you?
Good, Rick. Doing very well, and thank you very much for having me on the sports show.
Well, Coach, I'm glad we made connections again. It's been a long time, and I've been promising to see you. We can't do the game on Wednesday night, but we'll get to that in a little bit. You've got a big game coming up with Linfield, is that correct?
Yes, Linfield on February 1st.
All right, before we get to your team, I got to ask you about your sons. To give us a little background on their athletic prowess and maybe how you did in football this year.
I have two sons that are involved in athletics. One's down there with the Villanova football. He's down there, and they went to the national quarterfinals, and he's in the business program down there at Villanova, which is ranked number one in the country by Bloomsburg. On the academic side, and they just went above Harvard, and he's doing very well down there. Matter of fact, they just did a story on him. He was at the inauguration just a couple days ago. He wasn't far from the podium. He worked his way right down there, so he's doing very well. And I have a junior right now that's playing basketball, football, and he's also. He's a two handicapper in golf, so he's doing very well. He's a junior, and I'm very proud of all of them. And also my daughter. I can't leave my daughter out. She's going to graduate this year in nursing.
Coach, at some point the kids surpass the dads, and it's not a bad thing, is it?
No, it isn't. At least I know they were in the right direction, and you know, I'm just very proud of my sons and daughters, and the men and women that they're turning out to be. So, and they're going in the right direction. So. As parents, we're very happy on them.
Well, you know, Kevin, I'm a two handicapper in golf too. I call them my left and right arms.
Yeah,
oh my!
Exactly.
Mine is. I keep returning my golf balls. I tell the my friend
they don't work.
Golf shop there. I say, listen, you keep selling me these golf balls that don't go straight.
Well, there is something to that. Kevin, remind me now, you're a little outside of our normal range here because we usually cover the Northeastern Conference, the Cape Ann League, and you know, a few other schools. We go up to North Andover and stuff like that. But tell me the schools that the communities that Whittier Tech draws from.
Well, we draw from like Andover, North Andover, Methuen, Lawrence, Haverhill, Georgetown, West Newbury, Merrimack,
wow, okay.
Amesbury, Salisbury, Ipswich, I know I'm probably missing a couple in Newburyport. So, you know, there's the Cape Ann League and the Merrimack Valley Conference League, and, you know, there's, and so we draw from quite a few, and, you know, a school choice program also. So there's kids that come from come all around. And, you know, we have a school that academically, people think the old-time vocational schools, and right now we call ourselves a private public school because there's 800 people applying for 300 spots.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I wouldn't have sent my sons there for one if I know one of, you know, it wasn't an academically sound school. You know, we have all the honors program. We have everything that the regular high school has, plus they get a some type of a trade or, you know, whatever they want. And we have a lot of people that are in the medical field and a lot of kids that go on to engineering. Matter of fact, one of my best friends is one of my football coaches. His son's at Western New England in the engineering architectural part. And he says, you know, this whole freshman year, he says, I did all that while we were in school in high school. He says it was just a repeat for me. And a lot of our kids go into electrical engineering and, you know, when we have the typical trades also. So yeah, they're getting two degrees for the price of one.
Yeah, that's,
you know, the regular education, which they have all the time, and then also they're learning a trade, which they may go into or they may not, but they'll always have that experience.
That's terrific. Kevin, how are your teams doing now? Before we get to girls basketball, you're being the athletic director. How's the winter participation? How's everybody doing?
Well, we're doing, I'll tell you what, this has got to be one of our best winters in a long time. The boys basketball team's 9-1, and the girls basketball team's 10-1. And our wrestling team is, they're doing very well, Matt. They're going to the tournament, but they're just producing, you know, wrestling's a little bit different because it's like almost like an individual sport. But we have a lot of these kids moving on in these, winning these tournaments on the weekends. And they are 5-2 as a team on the head-to-head meets. They don't have many of those. They go to like a lot of tournaments.
Yeah. Wow.
So we're very happy, and our hockey team's doing very well, too.
Fantastic. All right, Coach. Tell us about your girls now. You got Linfield coming up on Wednesday, and you're 10-1. So give me a highlight or two, and then talk about some of your kids.
Well, the highlight, we're going to go down to Linfield, and they came to us, and it was a pretty good game early in the season. And now we have to go down to them. I think we won by, might have been 10. And now we have to do that return trip, go down to Linfield on next Wednesday. And it's not going to be easy. We know they're going to be pumped up for us, and they're waiting for us because, obviously, you know, we beat them here, and they felt that they can win the game, and which is good because, you know, I'd rather play a game that goes toe-to-toe and you go right to the end than, you know, winning by 25, 30 points. You know, we want that competition, and that's how you make your teams better. So we're looking forward to going down to Linfield. I know they were very competitive when we went here, and they fought hard right to the end.
You know, Coach, you make a great point. You want close games. You want games that are going to test your team because later in the season you get into tournament play. You're playing out-of-conference foes. Sometimes you're playing schools from bigger divisions, and you need those kind of games where the kids have felt some pressure, and they've been able to overcome it and win, because those are the kind of games that they're probably going to run into. It's maybe not first round where you get a low, where as it was a good seed, you're going to get a lower seed. But, boy, you get into the second, third, fourth rounds, down into the quarters and the semis, you're finding you're playing the best people around, and you've got to be able to play with them.
You're right, and you want to play the best competition. And my non-league games, I try to get the best competition. Our one loss, we lost at Tahanto, which is out by in the Worcester area, and we lost to them by 4 points, but we shot 5-for-24 from the free throw line. But it was such a great game back and forth, and you want to play good competition. And because by winning those games by 20, 25, I don't think you really get anything as a team. I think sometimes I say, geez, I wish we just had a practice and we'd get more out of it. But when you have that competitiveness and the kids are learning ways to find how to win a ball game, and every night it's something different or somebody else steps up to the table, your team grows. And we want to keep on growing that way instead of becoming very stale and stagnant, because you're just not getting better. And when you get to that, in those tournaments, any night, one bad night, you know, we had a great team. Three of my kids went on and got full scholarships 2 years ago, and we had one of those nights that we couldn't do anything right. And you know, we went home in the semifinals, and we really thought we would have got to the Boston Garden, And we probably would have any other time, but one bad night, that's all it takes. And that's what makes the NCAA tournament so fun. One bad night, and, you know, these underdog teams come through, and which makes it a lot of fun.
Yeah, first round.
The acceptance of the rule just always seems to be, of late, Connecticut women.
Yeah, that's acceptable.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's one team.
Yeah, there's one.
But I love to watch. My wife says, why do you watch them? I says, because it's the way that they play, the selfless way that they play. It's total team. It's whoever's got the best shot. It's team rebounding, team hustle. They were talking about during the game last night against Tulane. They run out of the locker room at the beginning of the game faster than the other team run down the court in the middle of the game.
Wow. Yeah. You know, and they intimidate you by doing stuff like that before. Before the game even starts. And you know, glad you brought that up, because I say that to my players. I says, you know, we hit the court and we don't want to be lackadaisical out there in warm-up. You want to, you know, sometimes you can win the game during warm-ups. The way you warm up, the way you present yourself, the way you carry yourself mm-hmm. out there on the court. Sometimes, you know, you can maybe win that first quarter and that, because the other team may be a little bit intimidated the way you come out there.
Yeah, it reminds me of Ken Perrone, the way the Salem football team used to come out.
Okay, Coach, who are the players this year?
Well, you know, this is a very unique year. I always play a lot of players, but I have 11 ball players, and we're almost like a hockey line. I substitute 5 at a time, and we just keep going at your pressure because, you know what, we score in the 50s, 60s, or 70s, but we're not very good shooters. And people say, well, you're scoring all these points. We do it on defense. If you told us that we had to play pick up horse games or a half-court game, we would lose every game because we just can't put the ball in the hoop, but we get our layups. And we just constantly put pressure on you, pressure, pressure, pressure. And a lot of times we get them tied in the fourth quarter or somewhere in the second half. The other team just constantly pressure. I have a lot of girls that can run, and they're very fast, and that's our strength, so that's what we use. But, you know, I have a couple seniors there that are doing a great job for me, and that's Exiana Flores, Emma Solanier, Mally Falk, Chiboza Uwanka. They do constantly night in and night out. I know what I'm going to get from them, and I tell them, you know, if you had a bad shift, I'm not the type of coach that's just going to pull you out. You're done for the game. You had a bad shift. Maybe your shift might end a little bit earlier, but come back the next one and redeem yourself. So they know they're going to get in there and they're ready to play. And, you know, they're just ready to jump out on the court. Matter of fact, they always say, hey, I think they're a little slow out there. I think we need a substitute because they just want to get back out there.
There you go. Come off if you're tired. Get off if you're tired.
Yep.
Coach, great talking with you. Good luck on Wednesday and the rest of the year. And let's do this again in a couple of weeks.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you very much for having me on the show. I've always dreamed about it. And now at least I could put this on my bucket list.
There you go. And as soon as I find out about courses, I'll let you know that too, Kevin.
All right. I appreciate that. I need those courses.
Yeah, and listen, come up with a list of restaurants. We got to hit them on our get-together.
Oh, any time for that. The best restaurants are down there in Gloucester by far.
All right, Coach. Thanks, Kevin.
All right, well, thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate it.
Thank you,
Coach.
Kevin Bradley, the Whittier Tech basketball coach and athletic director. And, Coach, you've met him. He has that enthusiasm like so many coaches do, and he's got the full load with the athletic director's job and so on. But you hear how he, just pumping up the kids.
Oh, yeah, certainly. And you know, it's interesting. You know, if we had to play horse, we'd lose. But as long as if you can go in and make layups time and time again, you're going to get three-point opportunities because the other team's chasing it. They're going to make fouls. As long as you're good from that line. It doesn't matter if you shoot around it. As long as you're good from the line.
Get
those extra points.
He reminded me of a local baseball coach. We don't have any pitching. We got nobody coming back. We got no defense.
We can't hit.
Can't hit. And he goes out and win 20 games every year.
Yeah, yeah. And he'll win a lot of games, 2-0, 1-0, you know, 3-2. He'll win them late. Every walk or single is a double because he's stealing right away. He'll go first to third before you bat an eyelash. If you're not paying attention, he'll run you right off the field.
We're a little behind, so we'll take a quick break. Come back with Dale Dunbar, the Winthrop High School boys hockey coach.
The Gloucester House Restaurant at historic Seven Seas Wharf, 63 Rogers Street, Gloucester. This is owner Lenny Linquata.
We provide service and product better than anybody else. It comes directly from our boats right to your plate. We have fishermen that work great for us. We are wholesalers that we buy what we want to serve to our customers, and we put the rest of it right out in the market.
The Gloucester House Restaurant. Visit thegloucesterhouse.com.
This is the freshest seafood you can get from our boats to your plate.
All right, we're back with Winthrop Hockey Coach Dale Dunbar. Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you?
Very good, very good. And you are doing great, then. We're going to get to that in a second. But, Coach, Saugus and Swampscott making a lot of noise this year. Good to see them back playing such great hockey, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, those rivalries have always been great for Winthrop and, the North Shore and Swampscott. You know, we played them. We were fortunate to be on the right side of that. They were very good. They were well balanced, real skilled team, fast team. I was really impressed with them. And Jeff Natalucci, Jeff's great. He always has his kids prepared. And we were again lucky to even get a tie in Saugus. They were very good. Competed very at a high pace, and it was great. But to answer your question, yeah, it's great to have those teams back.
Now you guys are 9-1, is that right?
Correct.
Okay, now I'm looking at the schedule here, and we actually did a North Reading game a couple of weeks ago, and they are flying high. And tell me about that game, because that's the only blemish. You were down, day after Christmas, 3-1?
Yeah, it was, again, I think I'd love to obviously play them again, and hopefully the stakes are high. It was a good game in Saugus. I don't think either one of us played and as good as they were at the highest of our levels. But it was a solid game, and they're definitely a team that's going to go a long way this year too.
Coach, a couple years ago, you came up with you taught me a lesson about creativity in hockey that I do not forget. And I'm looking at your scoring; it's pretty damn good. So you got some good offense kicking out.
Yeah, we have three lines are well balanced. Obviously, they have Charlie Page on the first line with a couple of all stars from a year ago. That's our go-to line. Our second line is Dev's good. They work hard. We can throw them out in any situation against any other team's top line or power play situations. And third line is, they're very good. They're balanced. They take more of a checking role, but they take a lot of pride in that. And now we're starting to score some goals, which is great because we take a lot of pride on our goals against. But to see our goals for climbing up is shows that we're playing all ends pretty equal.
Coach, is this sort of not a changing of the guard, but a cycling through of who's up on top? Peabody definitely struggling this year. You took it to them pretty handily. And they've been a perennial power in the Northeast Conference for years. Danvers is playing well, but still doesn't feel like the Danvers team of old Gloucester struggling this year, on the verge of probably not getting into the tournament this year. Beverly is struggling, and they've been a team that's been up on top. Is there kind of a cycling through at this moment?
Yeah, I definitely feel the same, and Danvers always plays us very tough, and that's going to be a great game. Hopefully, we don't disappoint on Wednesday. Beverly's very young, but they have some skilled players there. Gloucester, I think they're still looking for a little bit of their chemistry, having a slow start because of maybe some suspensions, but. We always know that Gloucester is going to be a battle, but yeah, I think you're right. I think there was a changing a little bit in the cycle, and for whatever reason, some schools lose players to, especially on the North Shore, especially the Upper North Shore, where there's other schools competing for your better players. But again, it goes in cycles, and all you can do is just hope that you're. You keep competing and stay at the top because it's a very competitive conference.
Coach, what can you tell us now about this game coming up and a little bit more about your team? Because we're going to be broadcasting that game from the Bork on Wednesday night.
Yeah, we're excited about that. Our team for the first time in a long time, we have a very good skating team. I mean, we've had individually good skaters through the years and puck handlers, but this is a very quick team. They're on pucks quick. They generate off the rush. They take a lot of pride in their own end. But this is a team that we have mobile defensemen. They're jumping up into the play. Our young kids are getting a lot of ice time, which can only benefit us moving forward. They're playing key roles as well. We only have three or four seniors, so it's a young team. It's an exciting team. We have a really good bunch of kids, if I could just say good bunch. I mean, they all get along, and there's a lot of chemistry there, and anytime you have chemistry with skill, that's a dangerous combination, because there's no egos on this team. As good as some of our kids are, they all get along. There's no cliques. So it's a fun bunch, and again, they're skilled, they're fast, and they play together.
How's the discipline with the kids, Coach? Because sometimes with younger kids, it's not quite there yet.
Yeah, you have to, there's growing pains, obviously. A lot of these kids come from minor hockey. Basically, they're being thrown right into high school hockey. They come from Bantams, and they're just, next thing you know, they're asked to play a role on whether it's, your second line or third line. And some of our freshmen are playing key roles for us, as well as our sophomores. So, yeah, you have to work with the growing pains a little bit, but, the way we practice like a game. And to have, a group like this, they're going against some pretty good kids every day, and we create that culture of competition within our practice anyway. No one's ever on a real set line. If you prove you can get more ice, a lot of that comes in practice, believe it or not so much in the game. So there's a healthy competition there, and our young kids are eager to improve and to show that they can grab more ice time, and we're willing to give it as long as they deserve it.
Excellent. Well, Coach, congratulations on such a great season to this point, and look forward to seeing you on Wednesday night before the game.
Absolutely. I'm really excited about it, and I look forward to seeing you guys.
Thanks
for all your support for high school hockey.
Thank you, Dale. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Coach. Best of luck.
Dale Dunbar.
Okay, take care.
He is the Dale Dunbar, the Winthrop High School hockey coach, and I don't know, man. I'm just amazed every time I talk to just about anybody. It's just,
you're excited when anybody is willing to talk to you.
Well, this is true.
Yeah.
And be polite.
Yeah. No, it's interesting, depending on, that I brought up the kind of cycling through some of them. I mean, Swampscott for years really didn't have a great program.
Oh, Marblehead's having a tough time.
And all of a sudden, Marblehead had been flying, and all of a sudden, a lot of guys graduated, and all of a sudden, you got to rebuild it back up. You got a lot of young kids. You had a ton of talent, in your senior class. Now, all of a sudden, you've got a smattering of juniors and sophomores coming up, and they're just getting used to playing full-time at the varsity level. They were maybe freshmen. They were JVs coming up, and they saw limited ice time, and now all of a sudden it's thrown on them to replace a large group of seniors who had a lot of success, and there's a little bit of a growing process there. Swampscott's it's peaking right now, and Winthrop is just coming through. Danvers 7-2-1, but it doesn't feel like a typical Danvers season for some reason. As I read the scores, normally they're plowing through, they're undefeated.
Well, they had a tough year last year, and they're they had a tough year last year, and they're getting stronger, and I'm looking forward to seeing them. It should be a super game on Wednesday night.
Yeah, it really should, and you like to see schools cycle up and get some talent and be really competitive, because that just draws more and more of the student body to the games. It brings the parents back to the games, brings the community into the game, and the kids become a focal point of pride within the community.
And we probably will be covering North Reading some more as well. They have beaten everybody in the conference so far, and they're taking over in their league. But on Wednesday, 6:20 start, it'll be Winthrop at Danvers at the Bork over in Beverly. Coming up, we'll be talking with the Winthrop girls hockey coach in just a minute.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. If you're replacing the windows in your home, please see the Anderson 400 Series windows on display at any of our three locations in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire. The Anderson 400 is attractive, durable, energy efficient, and reasonably priced. Remember, Anderson is the most trusted name in windows. See the Anderson 400 at any of our three locations. That's North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
Gloria Food Store is still Beverly's number one deli, and no matter what New England weather is thrown at us, Gloria is open. With fresh bread delivered from Sunray Bakery every morning, Gloria can provide party platters, calzones, hot trays, cold trays, salad trays, and finger sandwiches for whatever you have planned. Call in your order at 978-922-3613, stop in at 268 Rantoul Street, or visit GloriaFoodStore.com.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan, plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
All right, we are back now with Winthrop High School girls hockey coach Anthony Martucci. And Anthony, welcome to MSO.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
Coach, before we talk about your team, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got to where you are, and maybe a little bit about your professional life and your education.
Well, I only went as far as high school, and then I went to work in the family business, and that's where I currently am today. And
what's the family business?
A funny situation how I picked up the team. We the athletic director called me one day and said, "Do you want to coach the girls' hockey team?" And I didn't really know how to answer. And then he said, "Well, the job's yours, so go at it."
Okay. How long have you been doing it, Coach?
This will be my eighth season.
Okay. Now, did you play hockey in high school?
I did. I played for Winthrop, all 4 years under Coach Tom Holman, and it was a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Great, great tradition at Winthrop High School. And as I said, we were just talking to Coach Dunbar, and, they're at the top of the game as well. They're, I believe, 9-1. Now, How long has girls hockey been at the high school?
Winthrop's been a part of the co-op for 10 years. I took over 2 years after the inception of the program. It's fun to be around over here, with someone like Dale around. And, the boys' coaching staff is fantastic. Mike Norris, we have a really good relationship, and they help out a lot.
Excellent. Now, is it all Winthrop kids, or do you have from another school?
We have Winthrop, Lynn, and Saugus. There's not too many of the other girls left. It's mostly Winthrop now, but there's five girls left from between Lynn and Saugus.
Every time I talk to someone who has the co-op, it's great. We were up in Rockport, the Rockport-Gloucester game last week, and it's really cool for me to see when you see kids maybe from another school wearing a Winthrop jacket in their high school. And it's an amazing concept the way the sports work, isn't it?
Yeah, I think the MIA did a great job. They got that right, giving everybody a chance to play for one, but also for a chance for people to see kind of how the other half live. It's so funny when the kids are all exchanging stuff, who's wearing a Saugus sweatshirt or a Lynn jersey, and they all, start following each other's teams. It's pretty cool.
Coach, how does it impact not only playing schedule with the travel times with the kids that come from Lynn and, geez, a little bit nearer Saugus, but how does it impact your practice times? Because it's going to take the kids, a half an hour or so to get to you guys. And do the schools get out at the same time?
They definitely don't get out at the same time. Saugus gets out a lot earlier, which is beneficial to them. Lynn has it a little bit tougher because they get out at a very similar time to us. But the practices are pretty you know, the times are pretty good for everybody, so it works out pretty good. We don't really, you know, hop on the Lynn girls if they're a little behind because, you know, it is tough to get here sometimes.
How do they transport themselves? Is there transportation available, or do they have to rely on family?
They rely on family, and they carpool. If there's, you know, a number of them, they'll carpool. One parent will do it one day, another the next.
Wow, so that's a lot of, not only on the part of the commitment on the part of the student to want to play and willing to make that travel time, because then you get to take that travel time at the end of the practice back to Lynn, have supper, get your schoolwork done.
Yeah, that's the tough part about it. But, you know, when I first took over, it was run out of Lynn, so everything was done
right.
In Lynn, so the Winthrop girls were going there. And it worked out. They didn't mind it. You know, it's a commitment to the sport. They love it a lot, so they wouldn't want it any other way. You know, they'll do whatever they have to do.
Yeah, well, I grew up in West Lynn, and I went to Dom Savio. And I spent many a cold night standing out in front of Transitron waiting for a bus.
Oh, I'm sure.
Coach, do you have any family connections on this year's team? In other words, sisters who have brothers who have played or uncles? I mean, because Winthrop is such a sports-rich environment.
Oh, well, you know, around the corner from me growing up, my goalie that's playing for me now, her mother grew up around the corner from me. We lived around the corner from one another, and, you know, it's such a small town. I don't have any technically family ties on the team, but, you know, I know all the girls, you know, in some way. I've coached a lot of them, because I started with the youth program here, so I've coached a lot of them since they were, like, U-10s, you know, kind of all the way up.
Unbelievable. Tell us about the team, Coach. Start with, you know, maybe some of your stars up front and then on your defense.
Well, right now we're getting a lot of offensive production from a couple of juniors. Michaela Norris has been really a bright spot for us. She's done a lot of work. And then, you know, she's one of our centers. And then Katie O'Shea is a junior from Lynn who's really starting to come around on the scoring side of it. Very good defensive player, but now her scoring's starting to come into play. We got two seniors that are putting in a lot of effort for us and getting it done as well. Kelsey Griffiths, one of our captains, is a right wing who's really cranked up the scoring a little bit. And Mia Price is another center for us who's really been carrying a little bit of the load for us as well.
What's the best part about coaching this team?
The best part about coaching the team is that we have it's a close-knit family. The girls, you know, really love and respect one another. And I feel like this year more than ever, we're very resilient. We've been up and down in games, and we just don't go away. We keep fighting.
What's the a highlight so far for you guys, a signature moment in terms of who you played?
Well, a signature moment for us was there was a game against Belmont, and we had our goalie actually had to go to the penalty box for 7.5 minutes. Which was the first time I've seen something like that. I know it's a rule, but it's never happened before to me. So my starting goalie was in the penalty box. She's an all-star and an all-conference player. And she ended up in the penalty box, and we had to put in our backup goalie who's never played before. She's a catcher on the softball team, and she came in and played fantastic for us for about a seven-minute span to keep the, you know, to keep the game in hand for us.
All right, I don't want to ask But I have to find out what would enforce that rule where a goalie has to go off the ice.
Well, there was a kind of a scrum behind the net. Somebody got whacked, you know, from behind, and then there was a little bit of a scrum, and she kind of tried to get in the way to stop like the fracas from going on, and in turn she got in the middle of kind of like a little bit of a scrap. And she ended up having to go to the box.
Well, good for her for standing up for her teammates. That's hockey, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what it's all about. I mean, I didn't want to argue, but at the same time, I have to admire her. She is one of our captains, and she did step in for her teammate. But at the same time, I really didn't want her in the penalty box.
Yeah, but if you got to have somebody step in, Coach, who better than a catcher? I mean, used to being down, things coming at him, catching it, it's easy.
Well, that's the funny part. It's just she's really taken to the position, and the funny part about it is she's just such a great locker room presence. And then to have her go into a game and perform the way she did, the girls were out of their minds. It was a signature win for us.
That's great. That's a great story. I love it. All right, who's coming up for you guys next, Anthony?
We have Peabody on Wednesday, and then after that we have a battle with Beverly home the following Tuesday.
Okay, and where are those games? Oh, you got the home game. Where's the Peabody game is away?
Yeah, the Peabody game's at Peabody, yep.
All right. Coach, please stay in touch. Let's do this again, and congratulations on the start so far and how well the kids are playing.
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much for having me.
Thank you, Coach. We appreciate it. All right.
Thanks.
That is Coach Anthony Martucci, who is the Winthrop High School girls hockey coach, and they are very successful, and we've talked with Winthrop. Well, we're going to try to get a hold of Scott Cooper next. He's out covering some games tonight. We're trying to do, you know, boys and girls basketball, boys and girls hockey, and other stuff as well. But I have to take this time once again to say hi to Ben Goodhue, Coach Goodhue, suffering an illness right now and working hard through it. And again, I've known Coach Goodhue. He was a former student of mine. Big happy kid and very polite kid, and he's grown into a big, happy, polite man. Great coach, great teacher, and his dad. Dad and I go way back, man. We go back a long time, and his dad was hell of an athlete too. So, Ben, if you're listening, miss you. Hang in there, brother, and you know, keep tweeting and keep sending out those Facebook posts. Those are pretty cool.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, you know, I live right behind Beverly High School, and I take my puppy for walks early in the morning all year round in the summertime when I'm out. And I used to be amazed, and I used to wonder, how's Beverly constantly always as good as they've been over the last, you know, 10, 15 years?
Oh, he's doing the weight training, wasn't he? Yeah.
He runs a strength and conditioning program. And I'd be walking the dog at 6 o'clock, and there would be 100-plus kids down on the soccer field, on the turf field, running and exercising. And I'm thinking, that's how they do it.
And there's Coach Goodhue.
They've got all those kids committed to getting here to the high school at 6 o'clock in the morning to work out to get ready for the fall. And it was open to anybody. Fall, winter, spring. And then when football season came, he had those kids lifting. And he grueling workouts. And Beverly, again, not an overly big team, but like Gloucester, fast, strong, physical, no stepping down in front of anybody, always going forward. So, Ben, keep up the fight.
Well,
keep going forward.
I got to tell you, too, I think it was the last playoff game we did in Marblehead before, I think it was before the Super Bowl. And was that North Reading? I think so. And anyway, no, it was the game before that. It was the Gloucester game, after the Gloucester game. And I hadn't seen Coach Rudloff all year, but Paul Ingram and I were in the stands freezing. And then after the game, I wanted to go down onto the field and see if I could get an interview with Coach Rudloff and some of the players. And, you know, I hadn't seen the team, and they don't know who I am. And you know, I'm about 5 foot nothing. And, of course, Coach Rudloff is about 9 feet tall, and Coach Goodhue is about 10 feet tall. So Ben sees me as I'm on the field, and he comes over to extend his hand, and he shakes my hand and almost crushes. Then he gives me a big bear hug. Mr. Moore.
He always called me Mr. Kearns. I said, stop doing it.
I did too, yeah.
He said, I have to.
So who do you need? I said, can I see? He said, yeah, I'll bring you over to Drew Galley, and I'll get Coach Rod. And he did, and I got both interviews, and I really, really appreciate that.
Yeah, I saw Ben on the field at Gillette on Super Bowl Saturday. I had the opportunity. Oh, actually, it was a Thursday. It was the media day. Take it back.
Uh-huh.
It was the media day, and I got a chance to take some pictures of the kids. I talked to Ben. I talked to Coach Rudloff, and it's just always such an experience. And Ben has been there with Beverly a couple of times, and then the return with Marblehead. It is such a hoot to be down on that field, and you look up around you, and you go. So it's kind of like that commercial. So this is what it must
right.
be like
yep.
when Tom Brady
exactly.
is standing on a field, except there are 65,000
yep.
screaming fans in the stadium.
I still have the picture of, in my mind, not this year that we went, but the year that we went and it was snowing.
Oh, yeah.
It was such a magical thing. And they almost postponed that game and brought it to the next day, and it was going to cost the Kraft organization $50,000 just to open the stadium.
Yeah.
And they were willing to do it.
Yeah, that was 2009. That was Connor Russell's year. When he ran crazy, and that was a memory. Then 2010, Gloucester and Beverly were there, and that was Beverly's first Super Bowl, and that's where I really came in touch with Coach Bauer, who was just so gracious, and I met his dad, who was just a wild fan.
To listen to us. Where was that, in St. Louis or someplace?
Out in Missouri or Iowa or
someplace
like that.
So, yeah.
But he always listened to the games.
Yeah.
And he was thrilled when we had a couple of video games because he got to watch Beverly. And but Ben has been such a big part of Beverly Athletics and now taking those skills to Marblehead. And we've seen just how much he's added to Coach Rudloff's program in the year that he's been there.
We should mention this is MSO News Sports at on a Monday night. This is North Shore Sports Night. I'm Rick Moore, Tim Kearns. Bill Newell, the voice of the North Shore. Bill Proposky is our producer and engineer. We will have some basketball coming up, some live basketball broadcasts this week. Check out the website for the next scheduled game. And on Wednesday night, 6:20 from the Bork, we'll be doing the Winthrop at Danvers hockey game. And that should be, as I said, a real fun game to do. A lot of action and a close game. I would expect it to be a close game. We'll, of course, every time I say that, something crazy goes on. But yeah, we got that coming up.
What I've always enjoyed about watching Davis hockey is how skilled the team is. But watching them break out of their zone, I've never seen a team break out as efficiently as Danvers has done over the years. It's one, they come around the net, it's one, two passes, and like they're already into the attacking zone. And it is such a controlled charge up the ice, and it's bing, 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 and they keeping that pressure on. But just the way that they move the puck up to the boards, into the middle, back up to the point, and it always just amazed me how consistently they were able to do it against any team in the league.
And they've lost two in a row since their very emotional game against Peabody. That was the night that Kevin Flynn was the late Kevin Flynn was honored by Peabody at the McVann Rink. A very emotional game and a very hard-fought game. It was 1-1 after two periods before Danvers scored a shorthanded goal and then got another goal in that third period to win it 3-1. And Coach Baldessari and the kids were really wrung out after that game. Coach Flynn, you know, an icon in the community, and so obviously, you know, he'll be missed. And it's just your heart goes out to families when you lose someone.
Oh, it certainly does, and you know, you don't want to say there's a distraction, but there is a physical and emotional drain that occurs in trying to sometimes refocus your priorities for the short term. Suddenly shift to things that aren't necessarily on the ice, but about life itself and how precious it can be.
We'll take a break and come back with somebody or not.
The Gloucester House Restaurant at historic Seven Seas Wharf, 63 Rogers Street, Gloucester. This is owner Lenny Linquata.
We provide service and product better than anybody else. It comes directly from our boats right to your plate. We have fishermen that work great for us. We are wholesalers that we buy what we want to serve to our customers, and we put the rest of it right out in the market.
The Gloucester House Restaurant. Visit thegloucesterhouse.com.
This is the freshest seafood you can get from our boats to your plate.
The Institution for Savings has always believed in giving back to our communities because our communities are such great places to live and work. Last year alone, we donated and pledged more than $3.9 million to local nonprofits, including local hospitals, schools, food pantries, art organizations, and more. Named one of Boston Business Journal's top philanthropic companies, we are proud to be your local hometown bank. InstitutionForSavings.com. Member FDIC, DIF, Equal Housing Lender.
Many aspects of estate planning are interrelated, and you can turn to attorney Bob Madruga for full-service estate planning to help you develop a comprehensive plan in providing for your future. Bob will work with you through the years to adapt your plan as needed, and he can assist you with managing wills, trust, probate, and taxes. Visit the law offices of Robert J. Madruga at 128 Main Street, Gloucester, or call today for an appointment at 978-283-6883.
All right, we're back for our final segment. We did not get a hold of those. Oh, we got a quick, I got an interview to run. I'm sorry, we got Paris Wilkie here with Bill Newell. She plays for Tom Sawyer on the Lynn Classical girls basketball team. Here we go.
This is MSO News Sports. I'm joined by Tom Sawyer, girls basketball coach at Lynn Classical High School, and Paris Wilkie. And Tom, first of all, Paris has had a great year so far here at Classical High School, but kind of describe her as a player and how important she is to the team.
Yeah, you know, this is Paris's third year on the varsity with Lynn Classical, and she's a key component of our team. It's no secret that she's a very, very gifted offensive player. Everybody in the league knows it, and as a result, she gets some extra attention on defense from the other teams, which she's handled very well, and we've used that to open stuff up for other players.
Well, Paris, tell us about this season. What kind of stands out in the early goings? Well, midway through the season.
Wait, what do you mean by that? Well, I'm just saying, what would you say are some of the highlights, team highlights that you've seen this year with this team?
Our win against Peabody was pretty important because Coach always loves beating Peabody, so that was pretty good. We surprised a lot of people, I think, because we weren't expected to do a lot this year, and we're actually doing pretty well. We're 10-3 right now, and I'm proud of that. We're doing really well.
Yeah, you are doing well as a team. And what are the things that have come along as a team, getting with your teammates?
Well, we get along a lot better than last year, I think. And we're starting to click a lot more on offense, defensively as well. We're really, really, small, so we're pretty fast. And that's always good, be quick.
And Coach, how would you say you guys are winning games this year? Is small, fast? Is that accurate?
We've been executing better offensively, and we've been able to get into the 60s. But with that said, the other night against Swampscott, it was a grind, and we only scored 39. And it was the same kids running the same offense, getting the same shots. They just didn't happen to go in. And that happens some nights. But, I was glad to see that we were able to grind out a win. And and in the fourth quarter, we had our best quarter of the game, and that helped us get away from Swampscott a little bit. And we've had a pretty good knock-on-wood defensive year, and we were able to hold Swampscott to 30 points. So we could have been down big if we didn't play good defense in the first half because our shots weren't falling. But because we played good defense, we were still in the game, and then when the offense decided to click in the fourth quarter, we were able to get the win. Yeah.
Paris, has your role changed with the team from the previous years to this year?
Well, yeah, I've kind of worked a lot during the off season to be a bigger part of the team. Since my freshman year, I feel like I've grown a lot and I've helped them out. And basically.
And how about if you were to look at some of your teammates? Is there a player or two that you think have really progressed this year on the team and their role with the team?
Yeah, most of the team are juniors and they're all my friends and we've all been working together throughout the off season, so I think we all improved, all the juniors.
Gotcha. All right. Coach, anything else we should know about Paris?
Great student. Taking all honors and AP classes and really does the job in the classroom. She's got high expectations of herself in the classroom, which she's succeeding with. And then she has some basketball dreams beyond Classical High School, which she's working very hard at achieving as well. So very proud of the hard work that she has put in to both the academics and the basketball, because she's a talent with a tremendous upside.
What's your favorite class or subject matter?
I think anatomy. It is my lowest grade right now, but it's my favorite because that's what I want to do in college. I want to study physical therapy and all that, so anatomy and biology is around that field.
Well, hopefully your anatomy teacher is listening to this and will say, hey, that's not a bad thing. Maybe we could give her a little love, right, on those quiz scores.
Mm-hmm. I hope so.
Okay. Well, best of luck with all that and both of you. Tom Sawyer, girls basketball coach at Classical High School, and Paris Wilkie. I'm Bill Newell on MSO News Sports.
Yeah, and I bet her lowest grade is probably in the 90s. Knowing that kind of a student, congratulations, Paris Wilkie. And thanks, Bill. Tom Sawyer, great story. A lot of great stories tonight. Fun talking with so many different people and so many different things tonight. And certainly a great story about Winthrop girls hockey losing their goaltender to a 7.5-minute penalty, coming in with a backup, and she played great. That's pretty cool in a big game. Thanks to Kevin Bradley. He's the athletic director and girls basketball coach at Whittier Tech up in Haverhill. And what else do we have here? I want to just remind you that we do have hockey coming up on Wednesday. We'll have some basketball broadcasts this week. We'll have hockey on Wednesday from the Bork Arena at Endicott College. It will be Winthrop at Danvers. And I want to thank Winthrop boys hockey coach Dale Dunbar and Winthrop girls hockey coach Anthony Martucci for stopping by via the phone as well. So fun night. Thanks to Tim Kearns. Thanks to our producer and engineer, Bill Poposky. And, of course, to the voice of the North Shore, Bill Newell. That's it for now. We'll be back next Monday night. And please, if you have some suggestions, complaints, whatever, send them along to msonewsports@gmail.com. msonewsports@gmail.com. Thanks.